China has revealed its population is growing even more slowly than it did during the time of the one-child policy. The world's most populous nation has hit a record 1.41 billion people, but the government says more births are needed to offset a rapidly ageing population. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
With 18% of the world's population, you wouldn't think Chinese policymakers would worry too much about a slowing birth rate. But today's release of national census data confirms China is hurtling towards an ageing crisis. Officially, China's population is growing at 0.53% per year. That's even less than the last census in 2010, when the one-child policy was still in place for many urban couples. Some of the data has raised eyebrows too, with a significant jump in the number of newborns last year at odds with the downward trend of previous years. When announcing the data, an official, Ning Jijie, was trying to focus on the positives.
The policy changes have paid off with the restrictions lifted on a second child. The number of newborns has rebounded.
China's government says the world's biggest market will remain a supersized economy for many years to come. While Australian exports have recently run into political trouble in China, the news from the census is that Asia's superpower will continue to grow and will continue to be a hungry market for resources and consumer goods. But by the middle of this century, more than one in three Chinese are projected to be above the current retirement age. Demography expert Bei Lu from the University of New South Wales says that will pose big challenges.
Yeah, I think China will be in the same track of Japan in 20, 30 years' time regarding the population structure. Well, it's a great challenge for the public finance to support these old people. Not only the living cost, but a lot of increased healthcare cost.
For now, Chinese officials say the median age in the country is 38, just a few months higher than the average age in the great superpower rival, the United States. But another demography expert based in the US, Fu Xian Yi, has put it in stark terms.
By 2050, China's median age will be 56, while the US will be 44. That's quite a gap. From now on, it will be a senior China competing against a middle-aged US. Their economic gap will start expanding again.
China's leaders have long asked, can China get rich before it gets old? They're now racing against the clock. This is Bill Birtles reporting for PM.